So I'd like you, if you don't mind, to cast your minds back to the first reading we heard from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, in which he was talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, I wonder, have you ever played the game Jenga? Do you know what I'm talking about with the game Jenga? Some people do, some people don't. It's a great party game where you basically got children's bricks. You lay three of them like this, and then three of them like that, and three of them like this, three of them like that, until you've got a little tower. And then you have to take it in turns to slide out bricks from the tower. You're not allowed to take the top ones off. That would be far too easy. You have to slide out bricks from the middle of the tower somewhere. And then, as you guess, the tower gets more and more precarious as people take more and more bricks out. And then if you slide the brick out that makes the whole tower fall over, you're the one that loses. So, I'm not a big fan of it because it's so nerve-wracking and because I'm not terribly good with my hands, so I'm inevitably the one who knocks the whole tower over, even when I'm playing against toddlers. But in our reading from 1 Corinthians, St. Paul mentions some in the early church who denied that there was any such thing as resurrection from the dead. And St. Paul says that is like pulling out the foundation of that tower of bricks. It's like making the whole of the Christian faith just come smashing down because you pulled the carpet out from underneath it. In our reading, St. Paul was insistent. No resurrection means no Christianity. And he gives reasons for this. He says in our reading, if there's no such thing as resurrection, then Jesus has not been raised from the dead. And if that's true, then the preaching of the apostles is useless, and so is your faith. And that's because the Christian faith began with and is founded on, just like that tower of bricks is founded on those bottom three, the Christian faith is founded on the resurrection. So Paul says there's implications for denying the resurrection. Paul says if there's no resurrection, then the message of the apostles is just lies, because they went around claiming they'd seen Jesus. He says if they hadn't seen Jesus, they're just flat out lying. Paul says if Jesus was not raised from the dead, then there can't be any forgiveness of sins by the cross, because Jesus would have died there but stayed dead, and sin would have had the victory over him rather than vice versa. And Paul also says if Jesus was not raised from the dead, then those who have died are completely lost. It means that when they died, they just ceased to exist. There is no afterlife. But, says Paul, the truth is that Jesus did indeed rise from the dead. He was raised, and Paul himself was witness to that fact. Therefore, the foundation of the church is based on solid truth. The apostles aren't liars. There is forgiveness of sins, and the dead are not lost. That's all because Jesus was raised from the dead. And so the whole edifice of the Christian faith stands firm. Now, the point I'd like us to see here is this. Returning to our idea of the Jenga game, the tower of blocks, if you like. Imagine each of those bricks that make up the tower is a Christian belief in our faith. So there are some Christian beliefs which are like the top bricks. If you take them out of your faith, it's not going to all come crashing down. They're not of the most vital importance. These kind of beliefs would be like what kind of clothes a minister should wear, or whether you should sing the Magnificat and Dunc Dimittis or not, for example. It's lovely to sing it, but your whole faith isn't going to come crashing down if it's not sung. Then there are some Christian beliefs which are a lot lower down, near the middle or perhaps even near the bottom. Those would be things like believing in the biblical definition of marriage, or believing that there is such a place as hell. And then there are those bricks at the bottom, those bricks that if you slide them out, the whole faith is going to come crashing down. And sometimes in Jenga, you can slide one of the bottom bricks out, and the whole tower is kind of swaying. It's only a matter of time before it falls down. These would be beliefs like the resurrection, beliefs like the Holy Trinity, who we have just heard praised in our anthem, beliefs like the equal humanity and divinity of Jesus. And St. Paul's words to the Corinthians could equally be applied to these central, foundational beliefs. If you don't believe them, everything else falls apart. That's why we say the creeds, like the Apostle Creed we just said, in our services. Because the creeds lay out those foundational bricks which we have to have in place to have a stable faith which won't fall to bits. They're incredibly and foundationally important. These are creedal statements of faith. And that's why it makes me extremely sad to hear an archbishop of all people pull out one of the bottom bricks of the faith. I don't know if you heard this in the news recently. The Archbishop of York said that it was problematic to call God Father. But the very first line of the creed, its very first brick, if you like, is I believe in God the Father. And not only is the Archbishop undermining his own faith, but he's also pulling the foundation out from others who will be persuaded by his words. Let me explain why it's so foundational. Because actually, if calling God the Father is problematic, Jesus didn't realize it was. He seemed to think it was fine. Therefore, he was wrong about whether we can call God the Father or not. And if Jesus insisted that we very much need to believe that God is our Father, and he was wrong about that, what else might he be wrong about? Can he be trusted for anything? Can you see how this could very well bring a whole person's faith to ruin because it pulls out a foundational block of the faith? So I think we all need to pray. Pray the Archbishop's faith will stand, and pray that nobody will pay any attention to this pulling out of a low-down brick. But we all have challenges to the foundation of our faith. All of us will find that at some time in our Christian lives, there will be something which causes us to doubt, something central to the Christian faith. But I would encourage you this evening that it never needs to lead us to remove those lowest bricks. For example, in the 19th century, it was very fashionable to deny the authenticity of the Bible. People said, it's a nice story, but we know from history that none of it really happened. Maybe there was a guy called Jesus, but he certainly didn't do the things that are written in the gospel. People made all that up. But then we discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls. Then we discovered the incredible, unique reliability of the New Testament documents. And suddenly all those people who had removed the brick of biblical accuracy felt rather silly. In the 70s, it became very fashionable to deny the resurrection. But then, huge amounts of historical research have been done into that as well. And now you won't find even atheist scholars of the first century denying that the tomb was empty, that the disciples really did encounter Jesus after he came back from the dead. But they would say, we don't believe it because we know there's no God. But it's interesting that they no more deny those facts. So once again, those who pulled out the bottom brick of the resurrection look a bit silly now, because it looks even more believable than ever before. So here's the thing. Picture a Jenga stack with all but one of its bottommost bricks removed. All that big stack of bricks is just balancing on one at the bottom. All it's going to take is a little breath of wind to knock the whole thing over. I've come across people who say they've lost their Christian faith. They used to go to church, they used to believe it, but they don't anymore. And when I dig deeper, it's often because their erstwhile faith had its foundation removed. They didn't lose their faith over what clothes the vicar was wearing. They lost their faith because they gradually stopped believing those things that we say in the creed. And so it took a circumstance of their life that was unpleasant, somebody challenging their faith, to make the whole thing fall to bits. Therefore, I would urge each one of us to make sure that the foundational bricks of our faith are secure. Because, of course, there will be challenges. But in 20 years' time, those challenges won't look quite as desperate as they do today. I personally have been through that myself. I've been through times where I've really doubted key parts of the Christian faith. But the Lord has strengthened me through it and enabled me to get through it and to believe, really, these foundational truths. And so, keep that brick in place that says Jesus was raised from the dead. Wholeheartedly believe that Jesus, very man and very God, died for your sins. Keep that foundation there which says the Bible can be trusted. Trust in the resurrection for which there is such excellent evidence. Because when it comes to foundational Christian beliefs like the resurrection we've just heard about, as St. Paul says, it's all or nothing. It's pointless having strong beliefs about what clothes the clergy should wear if we don't believe Jesus was raised from the dead. So can I encourage you, if you are going through a time of doubt, if you've read something, If you have been challenged by somebody in your life who doesn't believe about a particular belief that's foundational to the Christian faith, then please, please don't go it alone. Pray that the Lord would strengthen your faith. Talk to other Christians. My big problem when I went through a time of difficulty is I tried to face it all myself. If I'd have just spoken to some other Christians, I'm sure they would have been able to encourage me and help me through it a lot quicker. So if that's you, please don't leave that whole Jenga tower wobbling. Push that brick back into place to make your faith secure. I get paid to do that very thing. So please come and speak to me about it. You don't need to tell anybody else. It needn't be a thing of shame. You can get in touch with me, and I would love to chat to you about anything that you're struggling to believe. Because at the end of the day, Jesus is raised from the dead. We have a great hope of eternal life, of eternal joy in heaven with him. It would be such a pity to lose that because of pulling out some bricks from the bottom of the Jenga pile. So let's pray that God would strengthen our faith, even this evening, and help us with those things with which we struggle. So Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we do ask that you would help us, Lord. In this life there will always be things that cause us to doubt, that cause us to wonder whether your Bible, your word really tells the truth. But help us, Lord, with those things. Through prayer, through encouragement of brother and sister Christians, Lord, may you strengthen our faith and help us to stand. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.